This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. This is the ultimate capitalist weapon when you use it within the vehicle of health care. This is Christian health sharing and capitalism combined, and it is fantastic. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I saved $18,000 year one, year two, and now year three. We're coming to the second half of year three, so it'll be $54,000 over 3 years. And they reimbursed me for a major dental bill for my son. They reimbursed me for 3 doctor visits in 2019. And then they reimbursed me for, they reimbursed me. They basically paid the whole bill for the doctors, the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the hospital, the surgery, you name it, for my kidney stones in February. Amazing. I love these guys. Unbelievable. I never got this kind of treatment from a health insurance company. I'd much rather be with Christian Health Sharing. This is the model for America. $107 a month for a single and $449 a month for a family is where both prices start and just barely goes up from there. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty Health Share.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to stumble. It's time for round two of the Democrat presidential debates. One by one, we'll bring out each candidate, and please give them a rousing round of applause. The Democrat governor of Montana and by far the least recognizable presidential candidate at 6'1", 165.5 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, they call him Dr. Danger, Steve Bullock. Hailing from the home of Touchdown Jesus, he's gay, but not quite gay enough. He currently sits at just shy of 6% in the national polls. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Buttigieg! He was the first Democrat candidate to announce a campaign for the 2020 election. Question: if a candidate announces they are running for president and nobody cares, does it really matter? They call him the brains of stone. Please welcome John Delaney. He is the former Democrat governor of Colorado, and his friends call him the Rocky Mountain High. He's currently sitting at 0% in all the national polls. Give it up for the big loop, John Hickenlooper.
Born in the summer of his 27th year.
Is a Democrat member of the United States Senate from Minnesota. She backs the Green New Deal, gun control, and refuses to let members of her staff look her directly in the face. Best known as the knock blocker, Amy Klobuchar. Was the media darling when he graced the cover of Vanity Fair. He's an avid skateboard enthusiast, as well as a part-time, semi-fluent, fake Spanish-speaking bilingual phony. He's the fan favorite, without a doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, Beto O'Rourke!
Democrat United States Representative from Ohio. And for some reason, he loves yoga, which essentially eliminates him from the race immediately. Ladies and gentlemen, a lukewarm reception, please, for Tim Big Daddy Ryan. Wants to bring a moral and spiritual awakening to the United States with her candidacy. She supports Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, and $100 billion in reparations for slavery. She attended Pomona College in California for 2 years. Two whole years! She is so far left, she almost shows up on the right. Put your hands together for Marianne Williamson! Born just 4 days after Abraham Lincoln became president. He's in favor of Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, a $15 minimum wage. Just don't ask his own employees. And tuition-free college. He's been a senator from Vermont since 1916. Bird! Baby! Bird! Ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders! Planning on taxing you to oblivion. She's an adjunct professor at prestigious Harvard University. She currently sits in third place in the national presidential poll. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Elizabeth J.J. Warren. Absolutely no relation to the great Tony Bennett. In fact, he was born in New Delhi, India. So I'm somewhat confused, and I don't even think he can be president. Sitting at an unmovable, unwavering 0% in the polls, please welcome Michael Bennett. He is absolutely a fan favorite. In fact, he wants to give you $1,000 in cold hard cash for just shaking his hand. He's the master manipulator and self-proclaimed financial wizard. He's the yin to your yang. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Yang! Care about spending, the military, infrastructure, or immigration. He is, in essence, a one-issue, one-pump chump. He hails from the Pacific Northwest and the beautiful state of Washington. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Governor Jay Inslee. She is ferocious and without question a force to be reckoned with. She is a United States Senator born and raised in the tough city of Oakland, California. Her college nickname could follow her all the way to the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Boom Boom Harris! She's a Dartmouth grad and never met a man she actually liked. She currently represents New York's 20th Congressional District in the United States House of Representatives. She is one of a few candidates who is actually polling below zero. Ladies and ladies only, please welcome Kristen Gillibrand. A Democrat member of the United States House of Representatives. She has military experience as a veteran of the Iraq War. And polls show she is actually the only person that middle America can actually stomach for more than 5 minutes. A warm Aloha State welcome, Tulsi Gabbard. Born in San Antonio, Texas, he graduated from Stanford University with a BA in political science and communication, a junior doctorate from Harvard Law School. And honestly, I have never, ever heard of this guy. Ladies and gentlemen, Julian Castro. Is a United States Senator from the cesspool known as New Jersey. He supports the Green New Deal and criminal justice reform and full-fledged reparations. He is wicked smart.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart.
friends call him the Bookmaker. Ladies and gentlemen, Corey Booker. He is without question the least popular, least liked, least appreciated, lowest IQ individual ever to run for political office anywhere at any time. He has literally run New York City straight into the toilet. If Charles Manson were actually alive today, he'd have a better chance at winning the presidency than New York's own Bill de Blasio.
Start spreading the news.
And finally, he is an overwhelming favorite in Las Vegas. The Bookmakers put his chances at being the Democrat nominee at less than 2-1. He has never met a woman he hasn't hugged or a hairstyle he hasn't smelled. Ladies and gentlemen, a big presidential debate welcome to Uncle Joe Biden! People on this stage sadly will be the Democrat nominee for President of the United States. God help us all!
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, here we are. Wayne is off again one more night. He'll be back tomorrow night at his regularly scheduled time. We'll have 3 hours. So Thursdays, usually I get a chance to hang out with you for an hour. But Wayne has missed you so much that he's going to come back and do that first hour as well. So tomorrow you get the full 3 hours of Wayne Allen Root, so make sure you tune in. Wherever you may be, if you're out there, I don't know, maybe fishing in Minneapolis, maybe you're herding some cattle down in San Antonio, walking the streets in Oklahoma City, or hanging out at Rod in Vegas, anywhere in between, you guys are just listening to the radio, hanging out with us today. We love every single second of it, and love every one of you. So let's go out to Kevin in Long Island. Kevin, how are you?
Very good, Lee. Thank you. Oh, say, can you see?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Me.
Yes.
These candidates have nothing to do with our president. God bless the president. Number 45, Donald J. Trump. He is a godsend. These people don't know what they're talking about. I listen to them, and I don't understand them. And all they say is wrong, wrong, wrong. And I'm a Democrat, and I've gone over. And God forgive these people and the wrongness that they do. They lie, they cheat, and they do everything that they possibly can to... It's horrible what they do, and God forgive them. And I know our president is a godsend, and God bless Donald J. Trump. May God protect our president, and may God protect us all in the United States of America.
All right, Kevin. I think you bleeped yourself, but that's okay. Kevin, listen. You're becoming one of my favorite callers out there in Long Island. You are so passionate and patriotic, and I can feel the love of the country, your love of the country through the phone. So, again, thank you for calling in. Thank you for being patriotic. Thank you for paying attention. You know, sometimes we take that for granted. Think about it. We do this, we being me and you. We do this every day. We get on the air. I get on the air every single day. Wayne gets on the air every single day. You're out there listening every single day. Not everybody does. Not everybody does. Some people, they live in a tunnel. They live in that tunnel vision zone where, they get up, they go to work, they do their thing, they come home, Little League game in front of the television, wife makes a roast beef, and they're watching Entertainment Tonight and maybe, The Bachelor or some other dopey show, and they go to bed, and that's what they do every single day. You know, rinse, repeat, rinse, cycle, repeat, like a washing machine, and they get nothing. And when it comes time to vote, they get their patriotic feeling in them. They go down to the local school. They cast a vote for the name they recognize. Now, listen, I understand that is a big chunk of what America does, but that is not like our last caller. Our last caller is engaged. So are all of you. You're listening. You're engaged. You want to know. You want information. You want to be a patriot. You are a patriot. Now, I'm not knocking that other guy. Life is tough. It gets in the way. Right? There's a lot of things going on. Kids are sick, money problems. You can't pay the mortgage. You can't pay the car bill. You can't pay the insurance. I get it. And you want your, 15 minutes to put your feet up and relax and not think about it. I understand all that. I get it. But that's why I'm saying kudos to the people who are listening to me now, and kudos to the people who listen to us every single day, because you are essential. And it was the folks who are listening to us on the radio right now who made a difference. Donald Trump was a different kind of candidate, but you all recognize that. And you wanted that change. And without your thirst for it, you wouldn't have it. Can you imagine Hillary Clinton as the president of the United States right now, where we would be? What it would be like to live in this country if she were the president? I mean, we're in this battle right now with the left. Can you imagine if the left had the upper hand at this point in time? Where we would be if she were the president of the United States? It would be awful. She would have made a terrible commander-in-chief. And again, we would be trying to dig out of that absolute disaster for us probably as long as I'll live. So anyway, I like Kevin. Thank God. Thank God we've got a candidate that's different. Thank God we got somebody who thinks different. We needed it. All right, listen. Our number is 833-927-8255. I'm going to talk to somebody from the Independent Women's Forum. I've never talked to her before. I'm looking forward to it. Naomi Schaefer Riley. And we'll do that after the bottom of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time since the start of the Great Recession in 2008, the Fed Reserve is cutting the federal interest rate by a quarter of a point in an effort to help stimulate growth and stave off a possible economic slowdown. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says this would be the first round of a limited number of possible rate cuts.
All of these objectives will support achievement of our overarching goal to sustain the expansion with a strong job market and inflation close to our objective.
And Wall Street's reaction to the Fed's announcement, the Dow lost 334 points. The son of terrorist leader Osama bin Laden is reportedly dead. U.S. officials say they have intelligence that Hamza bin Laden is dead, though the officials haven't said where or when he died. Hamza bin Laden was thought to be the possible successor to lead al-Qaeda after Osama bin Laden was killed in 2011 by a U.S. Navy SEAL. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be back tomorrow night. Very special guest. Now, a long time ago, I used to have a number of regular guests from the Independent Women's Forum, and hopefully we can start that up again because they are fantastic. I'm joined right now by Senior Fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and Resident Fellow, American Enterprise Institute, Naomi Schaefer Riley. Naomi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Well, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. So, your book, Be the Parent, Please, has to do with technology, parenting, tech, your kids, the whole nine yards, right?
Yes, it tries to offer some good advice for how we can all handle the challenges of our kids demanding iPads and phones all day long, and what some of the dangers of giving in are.
Okay, so everybody, though, once you get to a certain age, I mean, I know parents who give their 7-8-year-old a cell phone. Is this a bad move by them or no?
It's a terrible idea.
It is, okay. Tell
me why. The book is a little blunt. I do try to be sympathetic because I do think that we are being subject to these demands. We are, at the hands of big tech. Silicon Valley is kind of trying to push this on us. The culture is certainly trying to push us in this direction. Education, all of our schools are trying to push us in this direction, and other parents are doing it too. So I certainly sympathize with what parents are facing, but giving your phone, giving a 7 or 8-year-old a phone is a terrible idea.
I always thought the same thing. I don't have any kids. I mean, I wouldn't give my dog 6. I wouldn't give him a cell phone.
I think most parents actually know that deep down. I really do. I don't think that I'm giving them a lot of news. Right. One of the things that I do try to go through the research and talk about why it's bad for intellectual, social, physical development of kids. But I also just try to talk about kind of, you know, what are some strategies that we can use to try to cut back or make sure we postpone for as long as possible giving kids devices that they don't really need.
All right. What age then is appropriate to give your kid his first or her first cell phone?
Well, one of the organizations that I like is a group called Wait Until Eighth, which is advocates to wait until eighth grade to give your kid at least a smartphone. If you absolutely need to get your kid, you know, a dumb phone just for, you know, communication purposes, that may be the case for some families. But to give your kid, you know, essentially unlimited access to the internet in their pocket, you are asking for a lot of trouble if you do that before a kid is 13 or 14, I think. And I really advise parents to just kind of think about, you know, what it is that you're really doing it for. Are you just doing it because everybody else is doing it, because your kid is demanding it? You know, people ask me, like, you know, your kids don't have phones. Don't they beg you all day long for phones? And I say, you know, my kids don't ask me for chocolate cake for breakfast either, because they know what the answer is going to be. And I really do advise people just to say, look, just try consistently saying no for a few weeks and see what happens, because I swear to God, your kids will get the message.
What about peer pressure? Because you know their friends, if they have phones, you know, then your kid is the, you know, he's the loser that doesn't have one, right?
I think that's true in some sense, and I do think it's really important, you know, for you to be able to find other families that take a similar tact. But I also think it's important to kind of start early. And what I mean by starting early here is starting early on all the activities and things that your kids can do that they will start to enjoy and come to kind of acquire some habits that they will use instead of a phone, whether that's encouraging them to enjoy reading or encouraging them to spend time with their friends or be outside or play sports or all of these other things which kind of tend to get replaced once we give them screens. I mean, screens can take up your whole day if you let them, but I think that if we are sort of encouraging kids to sort of understand the pleasure of being able to read a book uninterrupted, the pleasure of just being outside and not having to worry whether someone is texting you. All of those things are things that, you know, I think most people of a certain generation kind of learn to like. And as much as phones have taken over our adult lives, we can at least remember a time when we could do things uninterrupted and we can kind of go back to that. But if we don't actually sort of, you know, let kids have that experience, they won't ever know what to get back to.
Naomi Schaefer Riley, she is with us. We appreciate her being on with us. It's interesting stuff. It's always fascinating stuff. She's a senior fellow for the Independent Women's Forum and resident fellow, American Enterprise Institute. I always talk about that. Like, it's one of the things that I like to sort of get out there on the air, and it always ends up getting a lot of back and forth from the listeners. You know, back in the day, that whole back in the day idea when we were kids. I mean, you think about, at least for me, we didn't have cell phones like this until I, you know, it's 25 years ago. I'm in 30. So when we were late, we had to stop at a cell phone. I mean, we had to stop at a payphone. Or we were just late. Or we talked face to face. It was just, it's so different for these kids now. I mean, you see four or five teenagers sitting in the same room and none of them are talking to each other or they're just texting. I don't understand
that. Yeah, it definitely affects socialization, and I, you know, there are even studies that show, you know, if you take a kid's phone away just for a few weeks, their ability to read expressions on other people's faces increases dramatically because they actually have to look at other people instead of their screen. But I also agree with your point completely about, you know, how we used to have to stop at a payphone and, you know, tell people we're running late.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, as adults, we all get annoyed because people take advantage of the fact that they have the phone, and so they can be running out the door and tell you that they're running 15 minutes late and you're already sitting at the coffee shop.
Right.
But I also encourage parents to think about what it was like, you know, when they were kids, because that may sort of present some kinds of solutions too. So, you know, when I was a kid and I, you know, would go to some activity after school or something, I didn't have a phone, and so my mother would say, like, I'll pick you up at 6 o'clock, and I had to be outside at 6 o'clock, and I learned to use this magical device on my wrist. It was called a watch, and kids today do not use them. Instead, when my daughter started swimming on a swim team, I would go into the locker room afterwards, and I would find that all these kids were texting their parents, like, pick me up in 5 minutes, pick me up in 10 minutes, as if their parents were just Uber drivers. You know, I tell my kids, like, this is what time I'll meet you outside. If you're not out there in 10 or 15 minutes or so, I'll assume that something is wrong and I'll come in. And if, you know, you've forgotten something or the practice got canceled, you know, that's actually a skill too. You have to go and find an adult, go to the front desk of the Y or whatever and say, excuse me, can I please use your phone? I need to call my mother. And that is a skill, as we know in this age of helicopter parenting, that too few kids have.
No question. Be the Parent, Please is the name of the book. All right, let me ask you this. So do you get into gaming in the book?
I mean, frankly, I don't make a huge amount of distinction between different kinds of screen time. I mean, obviously, there's content that you know, really is totally inappropriate. I mean, my 9-year-old was at a birthday party, you know, a couple of years ago, and he came home saying they had, like, a video game truck, and he played Grand Theft Auto. I mean, obviously, you know, there's some parents who have no idea where to draw the line. But, I mean, beyond that, I just think it's much easier if you just put all the screen time into one bucket and say, look, some kids are going to have a preference for, you know, social media stuff, and some kids are going to have a preference for the gaming stuff, and some kids actually want to watch something that looks like a television program. But frankly, they're just much better uses of your time. And so I really just encourage parents to think about, like, let's not, you know, use screens except on the weekends, or let's only use it from 7 to 8 p.m., or just kind of really try to set very strict and consistent limits about when the screens are out, and also, of course, where they are in your house. I mean, everybody who's taking their screens, you know, kids who are taking their screens into a bedroom, into a private part of your house where you don't know what's going on, it turns into a real problem. I mean, even kids who mean well, you know, find themselves getting sucked into things that you don't want them sucked into online.
Right. Well, because I was going to ask you if in fact you saw where some teenager just won $3 million playing Fortnite. Did you see that?
I did not.
They gave away 30. Now, these are kids. A lot of these kids were younger than that. So the 16-year-old kid, apparently he was proud to say that he plays this game, you know, 14 and 15 hours a day, as does half of the world. There's so many people play this game. But they gave away $30 million real dollars.
Yeah.
So this is a completely different dynamic. And I actually know parents whose kids want to be professional gamers, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
It's crazy. I mean, obviously, the number of people who actually do become professional gamers or professional YouTube stars or something like that is minuscule. And you're not going to tell your kid that they're, you know, going to become an NBA player. So, you know, find something else to do with your life. And if really, when you get to 30, like, all you can do well is play video games, like, fine, go for it. But, you know, it's not like one of those things where, you know, once you get too old, you can't do it anymore. Yeah. You can always fall back on the video game playing if you want.
I might become a pro myself. I might turn pro. I mean, and how do you turn pro? You just say it? You just turn pro? I don't know.
Anyway. 15 or 16 hours a day. Yeah. That's what it requires.
Be the Power Please is the name of the book. Where can they get the book at?
Amazon is the easiest place.
Okay. Anything else in the tech world that scares? We got like 2 minutes left. Anything else in the tech world that scares you when it comes to your kids?
Yeah, I think that one of the things I was scared by, and I wrote an article this week about big tech and our kids, is the way that schools are dragging technology in and sort of trying to impress parents with, like, look at our shiny new toys. We're going to give everybody iPads, and that's going to make our education system better. And really, the studies show that this just serves to be a huge distraction in the classroom. I mean, everybody is sitting there looking at other things on their computer when they're supposed to be looking at, you know, the stuff that's part of the curriculum. Teachers don't know how to use these things properly to improve their classroom learning. And I just think parents are being sold a bill of goods, and the school districts are forming these lucrative deals with big tech, you know, and sort of using your kids as rats in this grand experiment. And I would just encourage parents to really kind of take a skeptical view of this. This is not a sign that your school is doing
right. I gotta run. I apologize. We're running late, but thank you again, Independent Women's Forum. We'll talk again soon. Okay.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. We'll be back. Hang on.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, all, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the last break of the week for me and you together, and Chris is working diligently behind the scenes to try to make the debate pop for us so we can watch it a little bit or listen to it a little bit. You could watch it, we can listen together and talk about it a little bit. We had that last night, and it was kind of fun to do that, but if not, that's okay too. The debate is actually happening, and again, I can only imagine that they are going to be talking about everything and anything that is anti-Trump. So it's always about knocking down the head man, and that's sort of what it's all about anyway. But if we can't get that up, that's okay. Let me run through a couple other things. Let's have a few laughs here before we run out of time. I had a couple things that I wanted to...
If I can find it. There it is.
There it is. There is the... There it is. So you know what's funny is Greg Gutfeld the other day had a tweet. I don't think I told you guys this yesterday, but I thought it was very... It was very appropriate. He tweeted out, Trump's about to execute a white supremacist while trying to free a black rapper from jail as he pushes prison reform that directly benefits families of black men while calling out a city where minorities are victims of crime and blight. If Trump's a racist, he sucks at it. I could not agree with you more. I think of all the warts, again, I say this over and over again, of all the warts that Donald Trump has, being a racist is not one of them. It's just not. It's just not. Almost one-third of delivery drivers admit they've eaten the customer's food. Another reason why I do not like to either go out to restaurants or order food, because I know that people are touching it, and I don't want people touching my food. And I can just imagine, can you imagine, like, so you call some pizza joint to bring you food. Let's say you order a pizza and, I don't know what comes along with pizza, garlic bread. And this guy's got his fingers in your bread. By the time he gets to your door, knocks on the door. Yeah, how you doing? I got your pizza and garlic sticks, and he's already had like two of your garlic sticks and touched them. No thanks. I'll pass. Let's see. Oh, this is good. I like this story. Now, I love animals. I love animals to death. I probably like animals. No, I do like animals more than people. So a guy sets up a camera. We have Kamala Harris. We got it. All right, let's go to Kamala Harris. Forget about my story.
I think this is one in the end that we agree with. There's not a single person on this
stage, if we were president, would ever separate a child from their parents at the border. And that is what
Obama did it. Obama did it.
That is what this administration has done in the American people's name. They have turned our border into a symbol of nativist hostility. The symbol of this country before Donald Trump was president was the Statue of Liberty. That should be the symbol of the United States of America, not Donald Trump's terrible
Thank you, Senator Bennett. Senator Joe Bennett, bring in your response.
So I think when you talk about whether this should be a crime, you have to remember who we're talking about. When I was at the Texas border, I visited with women who had fled violence. A woman from El Salvador owned a small business. Gangs came to her and said, if you don't give us all your money, we're going to...
That's okay. All right. So we got the gist. So they're doing it on
there. We're morons.
All right. Well, we gave you guys a little piece of that from CNN. We thank them for that. Anyway, I think you get the gist. If you're out driving around, I'm sorry we couldn't bring that to you. We did it a little bit late. We got it back again. Let's go. Let's
violation. Go. No president before President Trump enforced the law in the way he has enforced it because
wrong.
He's using it as the crutch to lock up women and children, to separate mothers and babies, to put them behind bars. So I don't think we should have a law on the books that can be so misused. It should be a civil violation, and we should make sure that we treat people humanely.
Why don't we just give them cash? That's what we should do.
In the first 2 years of the Obama administration, nearly 800,000 immigrants were deported, far more than during President Trump's first 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Would the higher deportation rates resume if you're president?
Absolutely not, number one. Number two, everything landed on the president's desk, the locust. I found that, the secretary, we sat together in many meetings. I never heard him talk about any of this when he was the secretary.
Please be respectful in the crowd. Please continue.
Get control of that crowd, CNN. What is Yasiel Puig out in that crowd?
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
The fact is.
If you got yelling,
I don't know if you can hear, I can hear, but anyway.
Wow.
We can hear fine, Mr. Vice President. Please continue.
The fact is, what the senator from New York talked about is seeking asylum. That woman, the women she spoke to, are entitled to asylum. That is not crossing the border illegally. What we should do is flood the zone to make sure we have people to make those decisions quickly. With regard to the secretary's point, I already proposed and passed $750 million for Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras to be able to change the circumstance why people fled in the first place. In addition to that, we're in a circumstance where if, in fact, you say you can just cross the border, what do you say to all those people around the world who, in fact, want the same thing to come to the United States to make their case,
but they have to wait in line.
The fact of the matter is, you should be able to, if you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
Oh, good. Okay. What did he just say? All right, I'm now completely confused. Chris, yeah. Okay, but then he just said he wants everybody to come. Joe Biden is completely confused. Okay, listen, we're out of time. I wish we could do this all night because this is fun. Thank you guys very, very much. Thank you, USA Radio Network, for giving us the opportunity to come on. Thank you, Chris. Great job. Wayne Allen Root will be back right here tomorrow night. You guys have a great night. Until next Thursday, we'll see you.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.